Good evening, Abosai. Good evening. We'll be discussing more about the tzitzis, the position of the tzitzis tonight, and we shall be. I will probably learn up to see if you dalet. You dalet, which is we'll be probably covering tomorrow. We'll be discussing the halachas exactly how to actually make the string, how exactly it's meant to. We're probably going to reach that tomorrow. Okay, we're up to Simon Yud Aleph, Seif Yud, which is discussing very much a continuation of what we discussed last year. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Im Hoya Rochoik Me'aknaf Meloi Kesha Gudol. Last year we spoke about the length between the. We spoke about the distance between the hole and the corner of the baguette. We spoke about how long it's allowed to be, how long it's meant to be. What happens if this part of the tzitzis, over here, disintegrates, if it deteriorates, and it becomes shorter. So imagine this part of it, which is the crucial part, from the hole till the edge, the distance becomes shorter. What happens then? When it was made, it was all right. But by now, it's no good. Either that, or, better yet, Shulchan Aruch says, if it was initially the right distance, if it deteriorates and becomes shorter, it remains, it's kosher. Kivan, share, hoya boy kishir, beshar shehitel boy tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch says that this is fine, and the truth is, another case which will be the similar shaila, which the same psak will be not necessarily if this becomes shorter, but if the hole becomes bigger. Again, the same outcome, that the distance between the hole and the edge becomes shorter. What's the halacha then? That could very easily happen. Imagine if you just tear it a bit, the hole becomes bigger. You haven't got the three thumbs. You have got the shear is no good. The shear is no good. It becomes too short. What's the halacha then? The Shulchan Aruch says, kosher. It's kosher. Why is that so? Why is it kosher? You haven't got the right shear anymore. It's become, say, 3 centimeters or 2 centimeters. It's too short now. Why is it kosher? So the Shulchan Aruch's wording is, kiven shehoya boy kishir, since it was the right shear, it was the right measure, b'shar shehitel boy tzitzis there. When he put the tzitzis in, it's okay. When he put the tzitzis in, it was the right size, the right length, therefore it's okay. Shulchan Aruch explains that in great, Mishnah Berurah explains that in greater detail. In Sifkot Memchas and Nun, he says as follows. Memchas, he says, v'nitku, v'uat in simile, im nikra, if it's torn, pa'nekev, the hole is torn, achalit ezelo nisha boy kishir, that's the case that I mentioned earlier, that the distance becomes, you haven't got the shear anymore, the hole is become bigger, the distance is shorter, v'afilu, even nasezet, this happens, techef, immediately, even if this happens 5 minutes or 3 minutes after you have actually made the tzitzis, it's kosher, as explained shortly. Nun, please. Why is that? Why is it still kosher? Why is it still kosher? It says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun. The pasuk says as follows. It's learned from a pasuk. Because the pasuk says, the osulim tzitzis al kanfe vigdehem. You should make tzitzis, literally, you should make tzitzis. I'll count from the corners of your garments. Lo ikpido toira, the toira was only makbit. The toira was only careful and makbit. Lo ikpido toira elo shebishas asir. When you made the tzitzis, bishas asir, you are like knaf. That these conditions that we discussed, previous year, about the share of the three thumbs and And the size exact that it's meant to be, both how long it's meant to be and both how short it's meant to be, the both distances, ben lekul and ben lechum, that is something which the Torah was makbit when you make the tzitzis. Afterwards, once you made the tzitzis, okay, afterwards whatever happens, happens and it's not ma'akev. Because the post is for osulim tzitzis, when you make it, and afterwards it doesn't matter. When is this? V'hainu, dafka oysen ha-tzitzis shenitlu behechsha. This is only if the tzitzis was done behechsha. Havnim roitzen ha-tel b'tzitzis ha-cheirois. But if, once you've had this little hole got torn and the hole became bigger, and now you want to replace the tzitzis, that's no good. to replace tzitzis, that's going to be a problem once the hole has become bigger. Ta'ave asir chadosha, this is a new making. Pasul ha'shid from itchel, you have to reinforce that, you have to make the holes, you have to make sure that the distance is all right. K'dei kamam b'sif tezvav, as explained it in sif tezvav ein sham. So we have that lahalocha, as long as it was made behechsha, that later on, if the measure stones are not good anymore, nevertheless it's kosher. The Rama does say, however, for noyagin lasis imre sovu vanekev, the Rama says, the minig is to reinforce the hole. Sheloyin nosek sham, that it shouldn't get torn, and it shouldn't become, the distance shouldn't get, viyu pochus mikashir, that we don't want the shear to become smaller. V'chen oisin imre, this is, Rabbi Isai, why every tzitzis universally has got two things. This is not such a good example, but that every tzitzis, you'll never see a tzitzis without this, is to reinforce it, as well as this you can't see so well over here, but around the hole, it's reinforced because of that. It doesn't mean that it's always, doesn't always help for everybody and everywhere. But that's why, because lechatchila, we don't want it to happen, that we want to make sure that you've got over here the three fingers over here, and no less than that. So we want to, and therefore we have got this, generally it's reinforced over here, it's reinforced over here, this is not so, you don't see it here so clearly, but that's where the universal minute comes from, to reinforce the tzitzis. That's where it comes, that's what the Gemara says. That's the minik. So lechatchila, although but yeah, but ma'akav lechatchila, that's how we do it. Now continues the Shulchan Aruch, and a few choshev participant text messages about that. Yesh oimim shebesoy choychav abeget ein lo yishia. The Shulchan Aruch says everything I've discussed. I'm afraid I haven't got the picture here today, but we discussed yesterday last year that we've got that when it comes to the shear, it's all for horizontally. The horizontal, the shear is from here. What about, maybe let me hold it like this. This is horizontal shear that we discussed. What about from here to here? Did the same measure apply or did it not apply? Everything we discussed was from the hole horizontally. What about from here to here? So Shulchan Aruch says that the Shulchan Aruch there didn't mention it. Only horizontal, didn't discuss vertically at all. The Shulchan Aruch here discussed, one line before that, by Sifkot Nun Beis, there are opinions who hold that with regards to the vertical, it doesn't really matter. You can make a hole literally over here, you can make a hole literally over here, you can make a hole over here as well. As far as the vertical direction is concerned, it doesn't really matter how you do it. However, some say that you have got the same halachas applying on both directions. That's how we pasken. So again, we've got the shu'im, all the shu'im that were mentioned, and the fact that we're makpin normally to have it about 5 or 6 centimeters from the edge till the hole. That is really what Shulchan Aruch discussed, is really with regards to the horizontal distance. However, so the Shulchan Aruch here discusses, what about verticals? He said that some opinions hold there's no conditions without a vertical direction. But the Shulchan Aruch ends off that many people are makpin, and that's how we pasken. It could, there is no shig, as long as it could be a good question, there is no limit. There is no limit. It could go right across.
What happens if it
has
like...
Yes. So b'lechatchila we don't, but yeah, but you're quite right, it would still be kosher tzitzis. You're right, good point. There is no shig with regards to, if it does get torn. Seif Yud Aleph. Imag dil shekorin urailze, which are the fringes. Now we're talking about the fringes. If you've got on the side, how does it count? If we've got the shear of from the edge to the hole, what about the fringes? Do you count fringes or do you not count the fringes? Do you count or do you not count them? It's a good question. Shulchan Aruch says, Imagdil shekorin urailze, which are the fringes, hurachav, if it's wider, lo yatel boy tzitzis. Never attach tzitzis on fringes, it needs to be on the actual garment. Vim hitel boy, and if you attach the tzitzis onto the fringes, posul, the tzitzis is posul. Da'al kanfi bigdeyem ksiv, v'zehen ilachshav mea baget. It must be attached to the tzitzis must be attached to the baget. If you've got the fringes on the side, you can't attach tzitzis to that. That would be posul even with the avet. אבל אוי לו לשם לא יקש גודל ולחוק אז גימל את בויס כיוון שהנקב בסוי חג בגד the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, we're going to see the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that actually you will still count this with regards to the shear of the, say you'd have fringes going over here, the minig is not to have it. But if you had fringes going on over here as well, yes, you can't attach the tzitzis to that. And if you were to attach tzitzis onto the fringe, it would be possible. But according to Shulchan Aruch, you do count that with regards to the shear from the hole to the edge. You'd count the part of the fringe. You'd count that as well. That's Shulchan Aruch's opinion. Because the hole ultimately is in the baget. For toiv sheim doit, says the Rama, shear kesha godel b'lo yagdil uviyeh toich gimel etzposim agdil. Lemaisa, the minig is to be makpit. The minig is to be makpit, but not to do any fringes around it, because because if you've got a long shear, you're going to get into trouble. So the minig is not to do any fringes when it comes to the imra, to this area over here where you attach the tzitzit. The minig is not to have any fringe to make sure that it's always completely straight. Yeah.
That to be more than three fringes.
No, you wouldn't. No, you're going to get into trouble. You're going to get into problems. The Emma says there are some people. There's one Yekesha minig in some Yekesha families. They have a minig not to have fringes anywhere. I don't exactly know where that comes from. Does anybody know about that? They cut off mishpochas miyuchosos. They make sure that you have got no fringes all around. The Würzburg Ravs Einekloch, they are makbid about that. The Bambergers.
Where does it come from? There's fringes on there.
I think that there's not a halachic reason for it. I think it's very much a practical. Are you into weaving? Do you know to? I think it's just for a practical reason. Pardon? This a hiddo? What area? Why is it hiddo? I'm not sure. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Right. So, but definitely around there, the minig is not to have any fringes. Yeah. Right. That's exactly why we might say we're makbid, not to make sure not to have anything there, because you wouldn't know where you'd have to count it. You might potentially end up having the tzitzis on the fringe. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch, and see if you'd base minyan chutei tzitzis. Okay, we're moving on now, discussing the amount of tzitzis strings, the threads. How many have you got? So minyan chutei tzitzis b'chol knaf arba kufulim shem shmoino. So really, you've got four, which if you multiply it by two, you've got eight. So it's four times two, which is eight. So minyan chutei tzitzis b'chol knaf is arba kufulin, four doubles, shem shmoino, which are eight. V'moisif, if you decide, you know what, I want to have a new chumra over here, eight is not good enough, I'm going to do a fifth one, which makes ten. Apostle, it's possible. Of course, the reason being, bal toisif. So you mustn't add, it's four times two, which ends up being eight. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun Ches top line explains where that comes from. How do you know you have four? Pasuk doesn't say explicitly. How do you know you've got four on each tzitzis? Arba kufulim. Damrina megemora. It's a gemora. Gdil shnayim. The pasuk says gdil. Gdil means always two. It's like a bow is always two. Gdil is a knot is always by definition two. Gdilim is the plural, so that's four. Gdilim arba, perish I have a ksiv gdil, have a mashmashnaim. If we'd have just said gdil, I would have thought it's two. The ain't gdil pochs mishnaim, you can't have a knot less than two. So it's going to have to be, two. Hash the ksiv gdilim, now that it says gdilim in plural, arba mashma, that implies that it's four. Uvizman shet cheles, the time that cheles still exists, and we knew exactly what cheles is, ho you oisin shnayim met cheles. You do two out of cheles, vishnayim elovon, and two out of white. V'idna, nowadays, have elovon b'mokam at cheles, we replace cheles with lovon, we have four whites, v'oisin arbo arukim mishalovon, and we do four white ones, four times two, which is eight, but really it's four, and they are made out of white, because we haven't got cheles nowadays. We spoke about how come that we don't. Do you remember we spoke about why we don't do tcheles nowadays, just misofek? We spoke about that. Remember we spoke about why tcheles, so because the reason was, yeah, it was more, it's true, but it's more than that, because Lema Yisru Amak, that's right. So the people who do tcheles, they think that they might have frown. Tcheles, they can't do any harm. But that's right, they think that. But the reason why many people Amak don't do tcheles, can't do any harm, really. I mean, the argument is, well, can't do any harm. Even if it's not cheles, it's not going to become possible because of that. The answer is, because the Gemara says that the minig is to have them white. So Rav Yashi, when he was asked by grandson, we mentioned that. That's why it can't do any harm to have cheles, just in case you're feeling a hiddu if it is cheles. He says, yeah, but we don't lose out the Gemara just because of a doubt. We don't want to lose out the Gemara. The Gemara says it should be white. So if it's cheles, of course it's correct. But if you don't know it's cheles, then you better keep to the Gemara. Okay, that's what we've got. So we've got eight, four times two, which is eight. Now, יחתוך ראש החוטים הארבו ויתחבם בכנף ויכפיל להם תעוזה ושמונו. This has to be learned in context with Sifyut Gimel. Because the way it worked, it was they had long strings, and they would put it around, and in theory, you could put it around, and around, and around, and then cut it off. In theory, you could do that. Just put it around, and then around, and around, and then cut it off. What are you gaining by that? How much time do you gain by doing that way? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Let's just see if you'd gimel to understand it in full. Yizoi, you should be careful. Lachtech Rosh HaChutin, you should be careful to cut the ends of the threads, of the strings. La'asoysam, to do them. Shmoino, you should make out of them, eight out of them, kodim shiachoch, before you tie them. Shem korach afilo chul ya'achat, if you have made one double knot, פרש החלק מהציצי שמין קשר לקשר, וכושר אפילו קשר אחד, ואך כחות חון, פוסט משומטסם לנו עושוי, שהרי בפיסול עושם. Let me explain as follows. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here, what happens if you take a string, and you put it in the hole, and you put it around, and around, and around, and now you cut it off. Scenario number one. Scenario number two, you actually tie them, you make a double knot, The first, we're going to learn that the first double knot is actually the most crucial. That's the most crucial. The first time we'll speak in greater detail, I'm going to discuss this in greater detail tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. But this way, I've made a red number one, this double knot. Does it make sense, this picture? Does it help a bit? Okay, we'll speak in greater detail tomorrow, but Mitzvah Shem. But this double knot over here, this is the baguette over here, by the brown area, that's the baguette. Where this red is meant to be a double knot. This double knot, where there's a number one next to it, that is the first double knot. That's actually the most important. Imagine you'd have the eight strings. It's not eight strings. It's just one long string. You've put it around and around and around. You've made a double knot, and this double knot number one, and now you're cutting it off. So the scenario number one is you've just put it around the hole. Scenario number two, not only put it around the hole, but you've actually made a double knot. So the halacha is, with both scenarios, A and B, is that it's actually possible. The reason is, because the psul of tase v'lomina osui, you have to create the tzitzis out of eight, or maybe four, i.e. eight strings, and over here, you haven't got it. You haven't got eight strings, because you haven't cut them yet. It's considered one or two strings. So it's considered tase v'lomina osui. So Shulchan Aruch says in Sifyut Gimel, that make sure, yizoyer, make sure that you've cut them nicely and you've got four strings before you actually tie it. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Before you tie it, make sure you've got four strings and they must have been cut before. Let's see this inside again. Yizoi, you should be careful. Lachtoich, to cut Rosh HaYachutin, the ends of the strings, la'asoysam, to make them shmoina, to make eight out of them, koi them, before shiachoich, you put them into the hole, she'im korach, afilu chol ya'achot, if you have put it in, it's more than that, she'im korach, afilu chol ya'achot, you've put it around, chol ya'achot, chol ya'achot, perish ha'chelik ma'atzit shemen kesha le'kesha, you put it in, ve'koshan, you've made the knot, afilu kesha echot, even one double knot, ve'ach ka'achot, and then you cut it, possible, the tzitzis is possible. Mishum tase v'lo yimina osui, because it's considered tase v'lo yimina osui, shari pipisul asom, you've made it in a possible state, because you didn't have eight strings. So since they were not cut, the tzitzis remains is possible, although you've cut it later on. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Yizoyer roi tzeloyma, meaning, she'im ova v'lo yichotchen koidem achtriva al kopot, so here the Mishnah Berurah explains, I should have mentioned that, with regards to scenario A and scenario B. If you've made the two double knots already, and then you cut it, it's possible, because you should have first cut it off. However, if you have put it in through the holes, and you didn't actually make a double knot yet, and then you cut it off before you made the double knot, there it's not possible by the Eved. Chachila don't do that, again, because it's Tazer and also, but by the Eved, it's actually kosher. That's the Mishnah Berurah, Sensef Kotten, Yud Samach Beis. Ruud Salem Hashem, Ova Veloi Chotren Kodim Atchi, Ve'al Kulponim, Izoi Atu Kodim Akicha. Sif Kotten Samach Dalet in Mishnah Berurah, Ve'kosher, Ruud Salem, Imos Chulia, Ve'gam Kosher Achad Achad Achulia, Afilu Ra Kesher Echot, Yotzni Chavosu Medir Reisa, Afilu Lai Oso Knal HaKesher Samuch LaKnaf. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, this is very important, we're going to need this tomorrow. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, for the Reisa purpose, when did you fulfill the tzitzis? We know that we do so much with regards to the tzitzis. We do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 double knots, and in between each double knot, we do some amount, we go around it. At which stage did you fulfill the mitzvah of the Reisa of tzitzis? Is it over here, when you've done it all? Is it over here? Is he over here? Is he over here? Is he over here? At what stage did you fulfill the mitzvah deraisa? At what stage?
When you put it on.
When you put it on. Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as you start to make it,
Where is that? Where is it consulted? When is it with deraisa fulfillment?
Because we said before that if you start it,
Oh, yeah, okay. But what stage? What stage? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, he says, I'm reading the words again, Sivkot and Samach Dalet, V'kosha Roitz, Samach Dalet, V'kosha Roitz Alem, Imosh Chulye, V'gam Kosha, Acha Chulye, Afilu Rakesha Echot. You have put it through the hole, and you have made one double knot, one knot you have made. Afilu Rakesha Echot, Yotzu De Chavosa Medireise. So you've made one, this number one over here, which I haven't read over here, you've made this very first, and we all know about it, it's what it is, the first one after the very first one, that is fulfillment of the Reisa. Yotza Medei Reisa. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. V'afidu lo yosu klal ha-kesher ha-samuch la-knaf. Even if you didn't make this double knot, you didn't make it right next to the garment. You could have made it over here. You've left the string really, really open, very wide, and then make a double knot. Inches away from the garment, you have still fulfilled the mitzvah that said the reisa, as far as the reisa is concerned. Yes, it's true, we don't do... Imagine somebody would walk around like that. Don't think it wouldn't look right, would it? Imagine like a few inches down, like one double knot, and you know, it wouldn't look right. But with the reisa, you've done the mitzvah. This is important for this is important to know. Right. But otherwise, if you cut the strings only after you've done that, it's going to be a psul of taseh v'lo yimina osui, and the tzitzis will remain psul. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisboach Shemoi, we started learning about if the distance between the hole and the edge of the garment becomes smaller than the required shear, either because the baguette becomes smaller, or because the hole becomes bigger. B'di'evet, it's okay if it was done b'shas ma'isli, it was done kosher, because it's all about when the tzitzis was created. So b'di'evet, it's okay, but l'chatchile, we are careful to make sure that the distance is all right. The distance is okay, and this is why we've reinforced the tzitzis in two positions. We then carried on learning that really the shear of the baguette that was mentioned is all about... is all really from the horizontal direction. The vertical direction is not really what the Shulchan was talking about earlier. However, over here we're learning is a machlokes, and lemaise we are makbit, we have the same shear, the same measure as well in the vertical direction. We then started learning about the fringes, and the halacha lemaise, the akpot is not to have fringes in the directions where the tzitzis comes out. And then we started talking about if you put the tzitzis in, the threads of the strings of the tzitzis in, and only after you cut it, it's possible. If you put it in through the hole and you didn't make a double knot yet, it's b'di'evet okay, but chatchila don't do that. If you have made a double knot after you put it through the knot and then you cut it off, it will be possible, completely possible, because if you fill the mitzvah with the rice already, consequently it will be a psul of taseh v'loy mina osui, and the tzitzis will remain possible. We have to actually undo it and start from the beginning. This is what we covered tonight. In Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll be going through this in greater detail. See if you dalet be'ezer Hashem yisbarach shemai.